Good evening and welcome to Angel Answers. This is one of your hosts, Mary Fernandez. Okay, we're playing music. Hold on one second. It's a little problem.
That was weird.
Okay, we can try this again. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Fernandez, and I'm here with Nicola Parrington and Liz Sister, and DC is out today, but I just wanted to give you guys a little background of myself. I'm a Reiki healer and intuitive empath, and I get clear yes and no answers. I have a variety of decks that I like to read from, and that's really it for me. And then DC is a jack of all trades. She's an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, and a dream interpreter. She also channels and brings forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, Angel, and best of all, her spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. She is also a Reiki master in the Usui and Psychem. And you could find DC on Facebook at facebook.com/DCLove58. And you could also find me on Facebook as well and Instagram. Now I'll send it over to Nicola Parrington to let us know a little bit about what she does.
Hello, everyone. I work as a psychic medium. I like to say from birth because that is how it is for me. I work in therapy, so I like to combine it with the psychic mediumship sometimes because I think it can help a lot. I also work with, I channel, of course. I also work with a variety of decks and spiritual tools that I use to communicate. And my main guide, I have a team, but my main guide is Len, who likes to send his Lenny loves and give homework, but he does everything out of love and always with humor. And so that's my story. And I can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Also my email, parringtonnicola1@gmail.com. Okay, ladies.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
and I'm Liz Sister. I am also an intuitive empath. I read cards. I'm a Reiki healer, ordained minister, all of that good stuff, and a spiritual counselor. I have just recently produced my own card deck that I have available for sale as well, and the ladies here on the show have it, and they always give me such great praise for it. I appreciate so much. And love being on the air with these wonderful women. They're what a team we are. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Oh, we certainly are.
So it looks like we have a few callers, ladies. Are we ready to get tonight up and running, or does anyone have any messages they want to share before we start?
Does Len have a message?
Well, Len's just laughing. He's just saying, come on now. He said, Len's ready. Let's get rolling.
Let's get rolling.
You must have the homework lined up for everyone, huh?
Oh, he said, you bet I'm ready.
We're going to become the Angel Night School instead of Angel Answers with Len giving out homework.
You ladies are not exempt. He says you're getting some later.
Oh, boy.
I believe it.
Yeah, you know.
All right, well, let's get rolling here, get Len to work. We don't need him just taking up space on the radio, right? All right, so here we go. First caller, area code 205, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Hi, ladies. Yes, my first name is Patricia. How are you all doing?
We're well, Patricia.
We're doing great.
How are you?
Thank you.
Great.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. And thank you for taking my call. My question is about a gentleman that I met about 2 years ago. His initial is E. And we, right now we're friends, and about a year ago, well, 2020, somewhere around the mid part of 2020, we decided to take the relationship to an intimate level, and I want to know, do you see the relationship developing into something more serious, more serious and more long-term with him?
Wow, let's see.
Okay. Wow. Nicola, does Len have something? Because if not, I got something. Okay. Okay.
He does. He's saying it has a possibility. Oh, hello there, by the way. I'm sorry. I've got my guide, Len, in my ear, and kind of things have to roll past with him. There is a possibility, but he said you've obviously got some concerns because you're thinking, you're asking the question in the first place. It feels like there is hope. He's using the word hope for this relationship. There is a chance, but when I pulled cards at the same time because he drew me to pulling cards and he chooses the deck. So the deck he's chosen has the card sacrifice, but it's not sacrifice in a way of you have to give something up and it's awful, or it's, I feel this is the partner that you're talking about. It feels like there is a lot that needs to be considered first. And that's why this person is holding back. They feel that there's a lot. What are you saying, Lynn? There's a lot that needs to be worked through in their life. So I don't know if they have some issues or... You did get the strength card. But as regards the other person, it feels like they've had conflict and defeated feelings in the past. I don't know if this is making sense to you. But this is what I'm getting for him.
I don't know. He's a good friend. And we've had a great friendship. And it could make sense on his end. And I know I've done a lot of work with myself in the last 3 years that I've been out of a relationship, long-term relationship. And I think he has gone through some things out of a previous relationship. So, yes, I could agree that some things that we are working on ourselves or have been. So, yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's lack of feeling towards you. I don't think it's what I feel and what Len is saying is it's giving me a song. Oh, here we go. Come back and finish what you started. So it feels like there's a chance for this. I'm not going to sing for you. I am absolutely not going to sing. Lenny is singing in my ear right now. Okay, Len, I'm getting it. So it's telling you that there is a spark there. So whatever you started, whatever began, it can be strengthened. But it feels like when I'm drawn to the sacrifice message, but it's not sacrificing the way it sounds. It feels like this person feels like not just that he's got to give up a lot. I don't think that worries this person too much. It's more how far he's come, and he doesn't want to spoil things because he does have a good relationship with you. And I think this person wonders, do I want to... Is it good as it is, or do I want to make it more? And then what if I lose it? There's a lot of unsure with this person. Yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot of unsure feelings. Yeah, because I'm asked to take the next one from the bottom of the deck, and it's movement, choices, and decisions. And Lenny's saying there is movement for you. There are things, choices you can make. But his homework for you is to think about whether you want to actually very gently say what you want and what you need. Because he said so often people, they don't. They're afraid to ask in case they don't get the response that they want. But he said, if you don't get the response you want, then it wasn't the right relationship for the two of you anyway. But in your case, it feels like I'm getting chills because it feels like a really good friendship, but I feel the other person is the one that has fear because they're afraid to spoil it, so to speak. Yeah? I think that makes sense to you, doesn't it? But he's saying, do you want to ask a question?
Well, initially, because I met him in 19, he was he did propose and express that he was wanting more from me. But at the time, I was still going through a relationship that ended after being in it for 5 years, and I just wasn't ready for him. And he waited. He waited a year for me. We just remained friends. Yeah, we remained friends. And like I said, around 2020, I decided, you know what? I'm comfortable now. I enjoy this man. And I just, you know, and we reached that level of intimacy. And so now I'm ready. And I did express it, you know, sort of. And so he's just kind of sitting on the fence. And I thought, well, you know what? He waited on me, so I'm going to be patient for him, you know.
Yeah,
I expressed that.
Yeah. Sorry, I've got Len again. I've looked. He's telling me there is a chance for the word sacred union, he's calling it. There's a chance for that. There's some forgiveness in order, but I feel it's what you've just talked about in a way. You've talked about he waited for you, so now you're prepared to wait. So it's kind of like a forgiveness message. But then I got birth. So there can be a chance for a relationship. Again, I've looked again with him. But Len's saying you've got to bear in mind that it's possible he is afraid in case things don't work out and he really does enjoy your friendship. But it feels like to me, I'm chilled now, there are feelings there. So it's giving me the song again, come back and finish what you started. So there's a chance, definitely. Yeah, that's your music for tonight. But the homework is to decide, here we go, how long you want to wait and how far. Decide, do you want to keep this man as the friend that he is, or if he called you tomorrow and said, let's go for this, would you go away? That's what Len's saying. So, So okay. There is a chance, and I want to say it's 70%. Yeah, it's 70%. So it's over halfway that you will go into a full relationship. That's from Len's perspective and mine. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome. I hope that, you know, was helpful in some way to you. But Len's saying, you know, just keep going and don't push things too far too fast. But if you do feel the need to have the conversation, have it. So I'm going to hand you over to the lovely ladies now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Hi, Patricia. This is Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay, so as soon as you said friends, I got chills as soon as you mentioned that. And then I got a big yes for a serious relationship. And usually my heart expands when it's a big yes, and I confirmed it again. So I agree with Lenny and Nicola that it could be a divine union. And then the song he was giving you, I looked it up real quick because I like doing this for callers and help Lenny out. Yeah. Nicola, is by Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
By Gladys
Knight.
Yes, it
is. I know it's from the Tabari. Well, Tabari. Yeah.
She's so cute.
Gladys Knight. What is the name of it again? I'll have to look it up and listen
it's
to
called
it.
Come Back and Finish What You Started.
Come it's also by the Tavares. I think I've pronounced that right, but I think they were the ones the band he was referring to.
The original?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh,
probably.
Okay.
Well, he's dancing anyway.
And then I got, I was pulled to pull from the Angel Answers deck, and I got to get more information on your question. And what I get from that is I think since you already feel like he's the one, or, you know, interpret it that way, you can ask family and friends to see their insight, to find out their insight, and see, you know, ask for their observations as well. That's what I got from that card only. And then I pulled from the Divine Abundance deck for you, and it says allowing. So allow it to flow in and, you know, and move in naturally as well. And I'm just getting chilled. So I think, like, by allowing, but as Nicholas said and Lenny, just if you feel like it's moving too slow, just state what you want. I mean, it's better than wasting your time, right? I mean, you still would be friends,
right.
But, you know, if you're feeling, you know, this and that a different way, it's better to know if you're on the same page. And the card says radical acceptance says yes to reality in any given moment, so what's needed can come next. So allowing the flow, you know. So that's what I got for you. So hopefully Liz has some other insight for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So for Patricia, I pulled two cards for you. And the first one I pulled is Tender Embrace. And it's card number 22. And so I had to look up angel number 22 because I couldn't remember exactly, but it's about balance. And the equal giving. There's more to the number 22, and I'll let you look that up on your own. But
okay.
But it's about, you know, balance and those kind of things. So that's a good start right there, right? And
yes.
The picture on this card is two elephants coming together with their trunks, and they're both equally in the photo. And they are providing each other with, like, this just beautiful comfort to each other, which is how I see your relationship now. You guys have complemented each other perfectly. You give each other the support you need. You feel very, very comfortable where you are, where you weren't ready to move forward before, and he was okay with taking a step back. And now I feel you're ready to move forward. And like Nicola said, it's time to just communicate and ask those things, you know. Make the steps together, because I feel like this is a very, very balanced union that you have, and that you guys aren't easily angered with each other or anything like that. You want to work together, and you enjoy each other's company, and you like to be around each other. So I agree 100% with what Nicola was saying about just asking and communicating, because the second card I got is home. And this card shows it's a silhouette of a woman's head and, like, the wave of an ocean coming around with the sunset behind her. And it's where you're going to feel perfectly at peace and at ease. So I do believe where you are is where you are meant to be. You are in the right spot. Things are lining up. It's just, you know, not being afraid. I feel, you know, you and your partner have an open line of communication, right?
Yeah.
I don't feel that that's a problem for you, right? So now it's just saying, hey, you know, how do you feel about this? I'm thinking this, you know? And I think you guys are just going to have a nice conversation, and it's not going to be any, you know, it's not going to be hurtful or harmful. You guys are going to be very happy with whatever you decide, and you're going to decide it together. That's absolutely how I feel. So, I think you have good things in the way. I think this is the right match for you. And it's just, you know, getting getting over those insecurities. I think you guys each helped each other with some past things that bogged you down. And now, you know, you are ready to move forward. And it's going to be at your own pace. You guys are going to decide how you do that together. So I wouldn't be afraid. I would just get it out there and I would start having the conversation because I think you're ready, both of you, for sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Great.
That helps.
Thank
you, Patricia.
You.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And call us back and let us know. You know, we'd love
I
to
will.
Hear from you.
I love you.
So,
I love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Love you too.
It's so wonderful. God bless you all. And please continue to stay safe. I would like to remain on the line, please. Thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Oh,
what a nice first call, ladies.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, very lovely. The energy.
I was going to say, this card I pulled with the elephants, I wish you could see them sometimes because this is such a beautiful card. And I thought, oh, boy, I feel such a nice, supportive relationship with her and her partner. It's,
yeah.
Yes. What we all want, right?
For sure.
All right. Are we ready to keep moving along?
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hello.
You have my girlfriend, Renee. My friend Renee, her and I grew up together.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. But do you have a question for the ladies here tonight, Renee, we can help you with?
Well, I don't have a problem, I always have problems, but I don't have a problem right now. But I really am more interested in what spirits and who or what you might see around me in my daily life, I guess. Who's around me? Who helps me? Who do you think floats in and out? I'd like to know who my team is. Mm. If you guys can see anything.
Mm. Well, let's see.
Ah. Are we starting with Lenny again?
Well, I'm sure he's right in there seeing what's in her refrigerator already.
Oh, he's here. Good evening, Renee, from myself and from
Hello.
Myself and Len, my guide.
Hello.
Yeah, he picked out some messages for you. And
okay.
he's making me laugh. He's saying, well, right now he's guiding you. So...
Okay.
Tonight he's going to give you some time.
He's got to get credit.
Oh, yeah. I keep telling him we're not letting him get ego. But he's such a lovely guy,
yeah.
Actually. But he gave you the ceremony card, which is talking about kind of doing positive rituals. And I can tell you exactly what he means by that. He's saying, right, you're getting your homework right off the bat. She said, your homework is... is to find quiet times, if it's only 5 minutes, to get in touch with your inner self because your guides are going to appear to you. So you will know. You might even be given certain names that will be familiar. You have, of course, got angelic energy around you. Anyone can tell you that because we all know that angels take care of us. They're there for us. But with you, I got an energy change, and Lenny's saying, certainly tell you that. So you've got angels. I see a guy, I want to say an older guy, but I want to say he passed when he was in middle age. He was quite
okay.
Tall and slim. Yeah. I don't know if this means anything. Quite tall and slim. Dark hair, so he's darker hair. When he passed, Lenny's saying it was just peppered with a little bit of grey. I do actually see, but that's the words he's using. So he feels familiar to you. I like his energy. He feels very warm. He's warm, and he was very caring on Earth as well. Not just in the way you could say to anyone, but he was a person that you thought hadn't listened, but didn't notice something, and he did. Quietly in the background, this man did. So, yeah, I don't know if immediately you know who that is, but I'm hoping this will come to you. Lenny's saying, watch for your dreams, because you, now that you've talked about wanting to know who's around you, who guides you, you also have an animal alert spirit, and it shows me a rather large light. It's a beautiful message of strength, and feels to me like this lion strength is with you all the time. That's what he gives you for that. Yeah, he's also telling you, here we go again, to listen to music. I know, but not just, he's saying really choose something that you really love and listen to it. And he's singing a song. You are the sunshine of my smile. You are the sunshine of my smile?
My life.
I hope you always be around. Yeah, of my life. I'm being told off by my guide. This is singing. It's not good. That's your song that you get in. Yeah? So this, I feel this is the guide. I think this is one of your guides. Lena's not... He's not brought him forward to me. I'm going to be very honest. I'm not going to make this up because I want it. Obviously not. But Lenny's giving me the information through him. And he's saying, listen to that music because he does. This person does care about you, and I believe you did know them on Earth. Yeah?
Okay. Probably.
But you definitely have, yeah, you do have, you've got guides around you. We all do. But specifically this man, I also see the lion, which is quite strong for you. I like it because I think you're quite a strong lady. I do. Yeah.
Thank you. I try.
You're welcome. Did you want to ask Glenn another a question?
Does he know the hawk that I keep seeing?
Right, the hawk is messages. Right, that ties in beautifully.
Well,
when you
not
see
even
hawk,
in real life. I keep seeing a hawk all the time. And
yeah,
I've never, usually, I see them once in a while, but, like, it seems more, like, meaningful right now.
Right, very meaningful. Are you feeling extra intuitive at the moment?
When I see the hawk?
Are you feeling, yeah, well, any time in your life at the moment.
It's usually when I'm really struggling or I'm asking for help. I see it.
Yeah,
I don't, and I'm thinking it's meaningful. But
it is meaningful. You're getting help. The other thing is Glenn wants you to know you're becoming quite intuitive yourself. So if you wanted to develop that, you'd be doing what I'm doing now. And quite likely your guide would be the guy that I've been telling you about, one of your guides. Like I have Len, I feel... he's my main guide. I have many, but in your case, I think the hawk always talks of message, but it always says that it's significant. And you talked about who might your guides be, and Len said, find some quiet time to get in tune with yourself, like in meditation or just the listening to music, and you'll be given the signs, particularly in dreams. Well, hawk is one of the biggest signs you can be given, is saying. So that signs that your guides are now going to come forward for you. So if your guides are coming forward, it's possible that you're going to be doing some intuitive work yourself if you want to. But also you're being guided to go in the right direction. So I'm just going to have a little look at that for you. Yeah?
Okay.
If you like. I'm just asking Lynn to help me. Yeah. You got the temptation message and you also got triumph. I like it because it's saying it's not temptation in the negative. It's not being addicted or anything to a certain lifestyle or anything. What it's saying is you're going to be, it's like saying tempted down two pathways. Okay? But triumph tells me, and Len tells me, that's good. So Len's homework for you is, quite obvious actually, but he wants you to really think about this. Really listen for what your guides are trying to tell you now, because they're trying to help you. They're helping you down a certain pathway. And I really like it for you. I do, because he's doing his dance. When he does his dance, we're all happy. So I don't have any messages where I want to say I'm concerned about anything or watch out for anything. What I can tell you is the temptation is just you thinking, oh, I don't know which one to take. Oh, I think I'll do this. No, I won't. Listen to your guides. Yeah?
Okay.
Because he says everybody's got a Lenny who sends out love.
He's giving you, okay.
He's giving you big Lenny love. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're also, he's just telling me now, you're getting help from elementals. So that's your outside spirits, like Gaia, Mother Earth. So the outdoor spirits, do you like being outside?
Yeah, I'm like a bird enthusiast.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, well,
a nature enthusiast.
Yep, that makes sense.
People think I'm weird. I even have live mealworms in my car right now because I went and got them because the bluebird showed up. So I have to feed them.
Oh,
so.
That's fantastic because I absolutely adore birds. I could watch birds all day in my garden if I had the chance. But Lenny's saying... you being outside and getting help from these elementals, it's really grounding for you. So keep going because the signs are more and more and more that you will know yourself who your guides are. Hawk message is good. So pay attention to what you were thinking about when Hawk comes in, another homework. And now I'm going to turn you over to the amazing ladies to help
Thank you.
Love from Len.
Hi, Renee, this is Mary. I actually pulled from the Keepers of the Light because I wanted to see what guides came through for you. And the two guides that came through was Archangel Michael and Freya. and when you mentioned hawks, I got total chills because Freya actually has a black crow, but here I thought it was a hawk. So I don't know, maybe if it's in relation because I got complete chills from head to toe when you mentioned hawk. But she does carry a black crow on her. So the card,
you know,
Archangel Michael.
About, I had a crow story before too. So I could see that. Yeah.
So that's why
a couple years ago, it's weird to say. I sound like I'm a crazy one, but I really am not. Liz could tell you, but I was putting my baby in my car, and I heard these crows go insane. And I never would even notice crows crowing. You know, why would I notice that? But I heard it. I'm like, what? And they're squawking like mad. And I look up, and a bear, and I'd never seen a bear. A bear was running across the road down my driveway. I jumped into my car. It almost, like, ran me over, a literal bear running from something, like a small bear. So these crows, I don't, warn me, because I wouldn't have looked up.
Ooh,
so there are stories
protection.
About crows.
And I got chills, and that's why, because
and
you had a story.
And I have three crow feathers
got...
hanging in my car, because I found three crow feathers last year that I thought were maybe messages or of protection. They're black and clearly crow, and I keep them, and I'm looking at them now, so I keep them. So it makes sense, too, the crows.
Yes, and now it makes sense why Freya came through for you. Okay, so Archangel Michael is trusting heaven, and then he says you are safe. Angels stand close to you. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. And then Freya's card is phases and cycles. There's a beginning within every ending. Illusions are revealed and released. And they want me to read from the book for this one for you, because, especially because of the black crows. So it says, Freya, which means lady, is the Norse goddess of the moon and love. She is the twin flame of Odin and a warrior goddess who offers deep spiritual and physical protection to those who call on her. She will stand before you with her shield and spear, keeping you safe from harm. She works closely with moon energy and helps us recognize that our life is a cycle that is always changing. She herself is the maiden, the mother, and the crone aspect of all women, and guides them to see the wisdom these cycles bring. We all go through phases and cycles of growth, and Freya is the energy that supports this. She has a raven spirit totem. Oh, it's a raven. Look at that. It looked like a crow. Now I'm corrected, which is said to represent her capacity to travel between heaven and earth. And then the extended message for this card is a phase of your life may be coming to an end, but it's important to acknowledge it's not the end. When one door closes, another opens. You may have been desperate for change, but now that it's here, you could feel vulnerable. Know that the mighty goddess Freya will guide you. Illusions are now being revealed so that you can leave behind anything that is false. Step into your peaceful warrior-like energy and welcome the changes you deserve. Tie up all loose ends and take heart. This is an exciting time. Wow, that's so beautiful. So
yeah.
In answer to your question, Archangel Michael and Freya.
Yeah,
this is
you.
Such a beautiful deck. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. And now you have...
Well, it's, you know, it's better that you guys go first, because when you know someone, you know how hard it is to be discerning. And Renee and I, we've known each other since we were little girls, and we recently spent a weekend together in October where we, you know, I was able to sense her grandmother's presence around her, and then I knew, and of course I've known her whole family too, so I know their energy just as well as she does. And even though she's a little bit more familiar with it. So sometimes you take for granted what is there when it's so familiar. I do know that she's surrounded by beautiful spirits. Of course, her grandmother being one of them, we talked to her a little bit when we were together that weekend. And but Freya, that's funny because Freya is one of my guides as well as Archangel Michael. But Freya came to me because she was, she's a warrior, and she actually was in charge of protecting children in her village. And that's, I know, what Renee does for her living is take, you know, she's a child advocate. So it's pretty powerful. And, of course, your birds, you know, winged things are always messengers from the heavens, they say. So, you know, Renee has this little thing on her bird feeder in her yard where she videotapes the birds, and then she puts it on Facebook. It's so cute. But what I want to tell you about that was that, you know, when those spirits come to you and you're wondering, is this a sign for me? Ask. You don't, and you don't have to ask it out loud, you know, but you can, in your mind, say, if this is you, you know, fly off that branch. Or what, you know, you can ask them to do that to show you, to give you some confirmation. That's absolutely okay. You know, for my, when I learned about signs and symbols and stuff, my teacher, for her, she said, you know, I ask, everything has to come in threes. So she has to see it three times before she believes that it's really true. But you do what you, you know, do whatever works for you. You'll have your own thing. So the hawk, you know, hawk is big. That's a big, big, like Nicola said, a big messenger symbol. The hawk spirit has a lot to do with wisdom and knowledge and large messages. So I agree. You're getting to a time where your kids are a little bit older, so you're going to have a little bit more mom time to yourself. And it's time to, you know, start to go in, go, you know, quiet your mind, ask. Sometimes you can just put on, like, some gentle music for 5 minutes, you know, and just say, I'm looking for a name of a spirit guide. And just listen, you know. You may hear something. You may have a name pop into your mind. You may get a visual of someone or something. Those are all ways to connect and find out who's there with you and what they're there for. And sometimes you'll find some of them aren't going to be there all the time. They're just there for a period of time for something we're going through. But I know, I mean, I know you, I know that you're very well connected because we've had some, you've contacted me with some amazing stories where you've been freaked out and like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, well, you know, that was your grandma, that was your whoever, right? And being there. Mm-hmm. So even the guide that Nicola you know, she was explaining to you a guide earlier and you're not 100% sure who it is, the next couple days, it's gonna come to you. You'll realize who it is because they are going to leave you another sign. And, you know, leave me a sign as to who you are. You know, and it may be like a billboard that pops up in front of you that says a name and you're like, oh, my gosh, that's it. That's who it is. And you'll laugh. You're going to laugh because it's going to be like, oh, why didn't I think of that? But, you know, this stuff, it's so funny how all of this works. And I know that you have the ability to be very, very in tune. I also know when you have small children, it's a little difficult to be in tune. So as you're working on that growing process and they're going to be a little less around you and you're going to have a little more time to yourself, you'll come more and more in touch with this. And the more you practice it, the more you work on it, the stronger it's going to get. You know, and really your kids are quite in tune. And I think if you started working on this and brought them in too, that you would create a really big energy shift in your home where they would definitely, you know, be on board and they would get it too. So I would, you know, I love that that they are so connected. I know that you got my deck of cards and your kids were all over the bathroom mirror writing all their own mantras, which is so
still
cool.
There. Still there.
Oh, I love it. And your daughter's a preteen, which is always a hard time, and she was coming up with her own mantras. So that's so amazing.
Yeah.
They're, you know, you guys are very, very connected, and your kids spent time with your grandmother and things, so they're going to recognize her energy as well. So it's going to be very powerful for you guys, Renee, for sure. And there's so many beautiful things that'll come out of it for sure. All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We're so happy you
You're
called.
Welcome.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
We'll put you back on hold.
Lovely lady.
Yeah, she is. It's so funny because when we went in October, her grandmother hadn't passed too long before that, and she was very, very close with her grandmother. She was a fun woman. Oh my goodness! But she was definitely with us on our trip. We had a lot of fun. So, all right, we have more callers. We have some people in chat, too. So let's say hi to one of our chat people. We have Kay Oates. And Kay Oates said, I'm wondering if the position which I recently applied for is my new career. I am believing that it is. And
yes, I got success. And yes.
Mary saying yes.
Sorry,
yes,
Lenny,
yes.
I jumped to the gun, but I pulled the card because I was reading the chat, and I got the success.
Oh,
and, at the bottom of the deck was yes.
Oh, beautiful. And I was going to say, and I see your friend All Things Healing is on too, saying hello tonight.
Yes. She'd like a general reading if we can give it to her.
Yeah.
So Nicola, did
Nicola, what do you think about?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to Len. Sorry. he's saying what he's actually saying is, it's a narrow pathway. So it's not. It's kind of, how can I put it? It's right to the limit of when you won't know right until the last minute. I don't know why he's saying it like that, but he is. But when you do, you're going to find that it's like you found your sanctuary, you found your calling, something that you're really going to be happy with. And he shows me people around you. He's saying that you're going to meet people that really make a difference for you. So he said it's worth the wait, whatever it is you're waiting for with this. I'm assuming you've had an interview. Is that what we were saying? Yeah, he's telling you just to try and relax a bit, do some grounding. Because he's making me feel anxious. You're a little over anxious about it, but he's not unhappy. He's telling me, you know, tread thoughtfully. Yeah, because he feels that a breakthrough is at hand. So I like the signs. I like the signs a lot for you. So homework is to not overthink, just do some grounding, take some deep breaths and prepare for the new life. Yeah, thank you, Len. And he's sending you some Lenny Love.
I was going to say, she's telling you, Nicola, she has no interview yet, but she has claimed this job. So I was going to say, I feel that that's
right.
We're getting that confirmation, right?
Yeah, you're getting it because it's going to make a big difference to her. It's a time for healing, connecting, mending, and releasing. So whatever this new career is that's coming up, the new job in a career, it actually serves quite a few purposes. One of them is it allows you to let go of your past in some way. But it's quite intriguing what I'm getting because it's it opens doors for you in other ways. I like that from Lenny.
Yeah.
So,
I say that's tying in really well with the card that I got. It says life is always evolving, constantly moving, never standing still. But I was also feeling that she was getting this job. I got that right away. But that this is going to be, things are really going to change. Life is going to get moving.
Yeah.
It the card is a picture of these cogs working together in a machine, you know, and they're going to be moving. It's going to start to change a lot of things in your life. So I think this is an amazing opportunity as well. I have to agree with the other ladies. And it's not going to stop with just the job. It's going to be a whole lot of things are going to be going and growing in life. So
sorry to interrupt, but Len is singing a song and I need him to stop. who knows what tomorrow brings? And it's got something to do, I'm getting chills from that. It's got something to do with love. So I don't know if this lady is in a relationship or if it's a new friendship, but this job does bring a lot of rewards. But listen to that song. Thank you for letting me jump in there, Liz.
Oh, no problem. So she says the job is in healthcare, and it's definitely a blessing. And she said this was such a wonderful reading. So.
Oh, fantastic. That's so great. He's sending Lenny love. Homework is to ground.
Yep, absolutely. We need some grounding, don't we?
Yes.
Super. Oh, and she's saying her relationship needs some mending, so she receives it all. Perfect.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen,
So it is. Put it out there.
And so it is for certain. Yeah.
All right. Well, All Things Healing, who's in here, she's a friend of Mary's, and I know she follows us every week. Most times she doesn't even ask a question in here. She doesn't.
Yeah.
But she asked if we had a general... A general reading, whatever spirit feels she needs to hear.
Well, for All Things Healing, I picked from the postcards from Spirit, and these two cards are beautiful. So the first card that came out is Dearest You, the common saying, be in the world but not of it, and wear the world loosely, refer to the need to be engaged with life, but not while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Wow, I am chilled, girl. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience. Oh my gosh, I'm like tongue-tied. And how you let yourself flow through life. She's amazing. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice, whatever happens. Have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should be. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever. I am chilled from head to toe. Oh, my gosh. And then there's another message, which I'm sure is just as beautiful. This is Dear You. There are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, we are here for you, and you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place, and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love you and encourage you. Embrace up.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Beautiful messages, those. Very much. I got chills from those. Yeah.
Yes.
Lenny's ready. If he's allowed to jump
okay.
in, because he's got a song already. Things can only get better is the song. Yeah. Again, I'm not singing it, but it's quite an upbeat. When I hear that, I think, wow. When I look at the messages
yep.
that Len picked for you, I'm going, wow. Because you've got, the first one was discovering truth, you standing the light of truth. So Len is saying, trust what you feel about moving forward. Trust these feelings you're getting about what you want to do. Because if you could see what is... hear what he's telling me and see what he's picked for you. I just want to say, again, wow. The first one was grace and gratitude. Through gratitude, joy expands. Well, the feeling I get with you is you are a person who's quite gracious, and you do think about other people, and you're quite caring. But he said this is about to pay off for you, because you got everything is smooth sailing. So even if you feel it isn't quite there yet, it very soon will be. You got voyage of the heart. Love flows through you and to you, and reaching your destination, which is your light is shining brightly. So what I can tell you from that is you're going down a pathway, and some things you think you can't or won't get, you will. Because he also says, in solitude message, in silence peace prevails. So he's picked quite a few messages for you tonight, but he's saying homework is to do that, is to sit quietly sometimes and really listen to what you want from your inner self, that you have so much to look forward to. So I think reaching your destination gives me chills. So focus on what you want. You got the butterfly message from him, which is telling me that it's new beginnings. So there's definitely something, but you're going to discover a truth. And I think what Lenny is meaning by that is something you thought you wanted, you're going to realise it's something so much different, but it's actually better. So you're really going to see the truth of something, and it's like a revelation to you. He's using the word revelation. But he's singing again, things can only get better. Yeah. So I like that from Len.
They are nice.
yeah.
And I have two cards here. For her as well. The first one I got is Beautiful Uncaging, and it's a picture of a heart with a key in it, and it's you realizing that you are the key to your own happiness, that you are the person that is in control of whether you look at every day as a beautiful blessing or a curse. So that's all in, and it's all up to you. We decide that each and every day. And once you realize that you truly are the key and you hold the ability to decide everything in your life, whether you're going to be happy about it, whether you're going to be sad about it, upset about it, any of those things, it's all up to you. And once you realize that, it's just going to open your whole world up even more. I feel you're on the verge of it and you're starting to understand, but once you truly embrace it and accept it, then it's everything's going to change. And I think, you know, I know for myself, I'm sure Nicola and Mary can say the same thing. Once you realize the power you have in your own life, how much changes for you, like it blows the doors off things. And then the second card I got is Body and Soul. So this is you again, just getting in alignment, connecting yourself together, connecting, you know, get your head in line with your body so that you're feeling everything head to toe, that you're experiencing every moment. You're not stuck worrying about the future, and you're not looking at the past worrying about that stuff that you can't change. You're being right here in the present. You're in tune, what your mind thinks, your body feels, and all of those things. When you get to that place of alignment, it's so powerful, and more opportunity just opens the doors, I mean, nonstop. It just keeps coming. And but it's all within us. It's all us getting out of our heads and getting inside our heart and our body and just being there and knowing what's going on. And it really, I know for me, when I started making these changes and doing these things, it just was such a transformation, and how things just started to click into place one right after another. I have fewer and fewer problems, and it doesn't seem like it could be real, but it is. So it's just, it's so powerful to be in touch and to just tune in with you and who you are and what you want, because we are the creators of our own destiny. You know, we have that power. So if you want it, claim it and step forward and take it for sure. So, and with that, I'm going to, you know, all things, you're on here every week. We appreciate you so much for being such a loyal follower of ours. I guess we'll keep going with some callers, right, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of callers.
Okay. So here we go. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just seem to be going through a lot of everything every which way I turn, and I'm wondering, is there anything good coming any which way at all?
Deep breath, Lisa. Take a deep breath right now, in through your nose, and let it out through your mouth.
Yeah.
There's good stuff out there. Let's see what we have for you this evening, okay? We'll see if we've got some good news.
Yeah, we do. We'll start with Lenny because he's got me working hard tonight. He's pushing me to quite a few messages coming, yeah? Now, he's telling me everything that's going on at the moment. So I'll say that, hi there. Lenny's saying some things, it's not that you're refusing to see it, it's that you're quite emotionally blocked, and I can absolutely understand that, I really can, because it's difficult to deal with the situations you've got going in your life when you're afraid to look deeper because you're afraid you'll find more problems. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's saying, I'm chilled. You're going to like this because it has a nice moving forward message with it. Seek the truth. Lenny's saying when we seek to actually embrace these situations, obviously you're not enjoying this, but he means when you focus on how you can move forward by maybe asking uncomfortable questions that you don't want the answers to, etc., it frees your mind up so much more, and it's difficult for you, and I'm taking a breath for you because you're anxious, very anxious. And he's saying that he understands the difficulty of that, because to ask questions and to dare to hope that there are good things is a little bit scary, isn't it? It's a little bit, if something good happens, when is something bad going to happen? He tells that a lot of times to a lot of people because it's quite a theme. But he's saying, let go of control, of trying to control the now, because a common thing to do when we have so many problems, concerns and worries is to try and control things to stop anything else that you think might be going to happen. And you're afraid to face your fears. Lenny's saying, let go and let God, because help is at hand. Oh, he's giving me big chills now. He's saying, he's singing a song, and part of the song is, give me a smile, and then it says, my world forever, the sunshine of your smile. So he says, first he wants you to acknowledge to yourself what a lovely person you are. That's your homework. And that this is not going to go on forever. Yeah? Because you got the card of movement and spread your wings. Two messages. The movement one is, I don't know if there is a relationship with you. Are you in a relationship?
Barely.
Because there is... Sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Bad marriage.
A bad marriage, yeah. Okay, right. Well, I'm going to say the refusing to see and the seek the truth are the uncomfortable questions that you're afraid to ask. But for you to be happy, you need to know where you are in the relationship. You know how uncomfortable and how, you know, worrisome it feels, but you can't control it by not making, how can I put it? You need to say it clearer, Len. You can't control it by standing still with it. I know, I'm sorry, but I have to ask him. But he's saying, spread your wings and fly now. There's so much more of you in this world. There's so much more of you to come out and become. And he shows me, and it's like I'm seeing huge angel wings. Really huge. It's like you're expanding. He uses that to show me expansion. And the movement card is when it comes to love, you can free yourself from the ties that bind. You can actually free yourself, but you have to make that uncomfortable step. But it says once you get over that, you will see that life does start to move on in small positive steps, but they do lead to bigger things for you. You are start to be happy, he said. Did you want to ask him a question?
How do I leave a marriage when I have no job and no income?
Well, these are the things that, he's asking you to take the uncomfortable step of asking for the advice. You're a little afraid to do it because it makes it real. And really, that's not judging at all. That's saying he has so much sympathy and love for you because he's saying he knows how emotionally stuck that's feeling for you because he's getting into your energy. I'm getting into your energy. But I can absolutely promise you that when you get at the other side of this, you will feel much better. But he's saying you have to ask, you've got to get the help. You need to ask about what possibilities there are for you. He shows me, I'm seeing something along the lines of training for something different for you. And this might be, is it possible?
I can't work.
Okay. So you couldn't train for something that you can do at home, or?
6 autoimmune diseases, and I'm in a heart.
Ah, right, okay. Well, there is movement for you, definitely, because he gives you the spread your wings. So he's asking you to just take some advice on where you stand, and that can be with finances. See what can come of it, because even sometimes just asking the question brings about a change because it releases a bit of this stuck energy that you're in, and he really is sympathizing. He's sending you a lot of love. He is. But if it helps you, I'm so chilled from this. I'm not seeing anything that I'm really concerned about coming up, but I do see a change in around 6 months, 5 or 6 months. He's going 5, 6, 5, 6. When he does that with me, I know that he's talking about months. So I hope that's helpful to you in some way. But he said, just face the uncomfortable questions because believe this or not, it will help you move forward. So he's giving you a lot of Lenny love and telling you to just try to let go of the idea that you already know that it's going to go one way because you don't. So he's saying, try to let go of the control of the situation, how you feel it is at the moment. Okay, so with that, I'm going to hand you over to the amazing ladies to see what they have for you.
Hi, Lisa. This is Mary. I pulled a card from the postcards from Spirit for you. And then it says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Wow, I'm totally chilled. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. And they want me to repeat that. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. Again, I'm chilled from head to toe, Lisa. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. Ask for the support and guidance from them, from spirit, from your angels, ancestors, all of them. I mean, and all I can say is I've been in a similar situation, but no, I was married, and you know, it's really hard to make that big step. I'm not gonna say it was easy, but you know, once you make it, I am the happiest person right now, and I'm now doing this and helping others, and that's my goal, to continue helping others. So what I was writing down while Nicola and Lenny were talking was to make a list of your desires and put it out there. And like Lenny says, and we all say, let go and let God. And just that list is very important of what you want to do. And once you have that list, don't think about it every day. Just put it out there in the universe, and it'll happen. You know, you just have to think about, stay positive and continue. I don't know if you do the I am, Lisa, and the mirror work, because you are worthy. And I got chills when Lenny said the big wings, the angel's wings, because I see you have so much potential, and I feel it. With your energy, you're angelic. It's amazing. So, I mean, that's what I have, but it's a beautiful message. It's just, you know, just think about those magic seed pods and put them in a basket. So to me, those were like, put a list together of all your desires, whether it's being divorced, having a job, you know, being self-employed. And I feel like you're spiritual like that, and you can do this. And I'm getting chilled again. So you could do the same thing we're doing, you know, and get paid for it from the comfort of your home. So, Lisa, that's all I have. And make sure that you breathe, okay, because now I'm feeling your energy as well.
Thank you.
And
so much.
I think Liz might be ready for you, Lisa. And please call us back, Lisa, and let us know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, Lisa, I am. I have three cards here for you. And, you know, I immediately picked up on your energy when we answered the phone, right? And I told you to take a big, deep breath, right? And just, we have to remember to keep relaxed. I know, you know, sometimes life, we feel like we're in difficult situations where we're trapped and that maybe there's no way out, but there always is. So I want to say the first part I have for you is the experiences of my past no longer linger in my view. So you need to let go of everything that's ever happened before. And when you decide to take your step forward, when you decide what you're going to do, you can't worry about anything that ever happened before. This is a new, different experience, okay? It's going to go the way that you are. You know, what you're looking to get out of it is what you're going to get. So Mary talked about in her card was claim what you want, right? Or she was telling you to make your list of desires. That's what she was saying. when you do, that's how you manifest. So when you want to manifest things, you write it down. You write down what you want. And then you feel in yourself the feeling of already having them, already living that life, already being in that place. You have to feel that in yourself. And once you do that, the things will start coming. The only thing that you have to do once you do that is let go of the outcome that you may have decided on, because chances are you're going to go on a whole new route that you didn't even think of yet that's going to be more wonderful than what you had thought you wanted, if that makes sense. But it's really how it works. Until you experience it, I can't make you feel it, but I can tell you it's wonderful and it's unbelievable, and it'll take your breath away. And if you want something, Lisa, you can absolutely have it. You just have to get your mind set there and just ask. Ask for help. You know you have angels and guides around you. You know, say, I need help with this. Help me. And look for the things that they show you in your day-to-day life, because they are. They're going to bring you solutions, and you've got to be open to them. And the second card I have is, believe in what you are seeking to attract your life's desires. So again, feeling how you want to feel. You know, you want to feel free. You want to feel like a breath of fresh air, right? You want to feel relaxed. Feel those things. Know that when you get where you're going, you're going to have those feelings. You want to be in those feelings. The situation you're in right now, at the moment, you can't change. So you need to find out how you're going to change it to go forward, and, you know, being at ease and accepting that, okay, this is where I am because of choices I've already made. So now I'm going to make new choices to get me somewhere else, and give it time, give it patience. It'll come. It's all going to come. I do see beautiful things for you. The last card is a beautiful, beautiful silhouette of a woman sitting in the lotus flower unfolding, and it says quieting the mind. So again, taking some moments of silence, the meditation. In meditation, you're going to get answers and advice on what you need to do to change your situation, on ideas to get yourself out of there. It'll all come to you. And, you know, it's just a matter of being in tune with yourself and taking those deep breaths and just relaxing. I know the situation is uncomfortable, but sometimes we have to get comfortable in the uncomfortableness so that we can change it, if that makes sense. You know, you're in this situation, and it's not going to go away until you embrace it and figure out how you're going to move forward. So that's, you know, you have support. You have a team. You're not alone in this at all, by any means. And is it difficult? Absolutely. But little baby steps, and you know what? That's progress. And each day you take a small baby step, you're making your way. And before you know it, you're going to be almost done. And you'll say, oh, my gosh, why didn't I start this sooner? So it's in you, Lisa. I know it is. I can feel it. And it's just you getting ready and knowing that you have the power, because you have the power to change this. You have the power within you to make a change for yourself. It's there. It's just deciding what your first step's going to be. That's all. All right. So I hope those messages sit with you and give you some encouragement. And you know we want to hear back from you.
I got this puppy, and she came to me sick, and I feel like I should give her away because I think this house is making her sicker.
Well, here's what you need to do with the puppy. DC has shared this before, and I actually had to do it with my own dog, is pick her up and give her a hug and let her know that she's there to be your companion and that you're going to love her unconditionally. But she's not there to take on any of your problems or any of the energy that's in your home. Sometimes we have to let our animals know that because they think that that's their job too. So let to let her know that, and then you'll see her start to get better. They just don't realize a lot of times, especially if she's new to you, honey. You need to let her know that, okay?
Very helpful.
I think you need her. She's going to be your companion. You need her with you. But just let her know that stuff. Let her know that she's not supposed to take on your energy or the energy that's happening in the house. She's just there to be your companion for support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You too, Lisa. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you.
I remember when we first started our show, Lisa was just had lost her puppy and was getting a new one.
Yeah.
So I know she loves her puppy. Yep.
Yeah. New puppy, new energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have another person in the chat tonight. Our chat is lighting right up. Jules is her name, and she says, "Hello, ladies. May I request a message, please?" So she's just looking for a general reading from us, I think, and let's see what we get for her.
Oh, can I give her my message?
Yes.
From Len?
Okay. Yeah.
You've got the message of Epiphany from Archangel Raziel. That's how I pronounce. Joy through spiritual growth. Be a light to others. Answers that come through meditation. So I feel that, I'm getting chilled on that. sorry, but when he's saying be a light to others, he's pointing to me. So I take from that that he's saying you could actually be, I don't know if you do work spiritually, but he's telling you there's a lot about you that is spiritual. Okay? And he's saying whenever you help someone, they really feel that from you. The energy is good. You actually help them to heal in some way. He's saying you're quite a loving person. And he says the answers really will come through meditation if you want to take that further. But I'm drawn to the lantern that the angel is holding, the archangel is holding. And it's not just about being a light to others. He's saying, in a sense, on this part of your journey through life, you're actually seeing the light of different energy, new beginnings, new situations. Yeah, a positive new emotional experience. So you've got more fulfilling relationships around you, or will have soon, and that can be in any form. It doesn't just mean in the romantic side of life, but deep and lasting spiritual insights. So I'm going to say that what I'm feeling and what he's giving me is that you're in a part of your life where you do get deep insight and you do feel changes in other people. You're very good at being intuitive around them. Yeah, so Len's asking you to build on that. So that's what he's giving you. Your homework is to build on that. So.
He doesn't want to leave that homework out for anyone.
Everybody gets some. Everybody. Ludie P.
This is just Jules, right?
Yep.
The message? Okay.
Yeah.
So I got two cards from the postcards from Spirit Jump Out for the person. And the first card says, "Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. we just adore you over here. Oh, that's so beautiful. And then in the back of the postcard, it says, you are so loved. And it has an angel with a spear, spearing a rose. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the second card I got says, dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and pushback when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is it's time to dive in and allow that new version of your life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you. Wow, that's so beautiful. So just Jules is spiritual for sure, and she's being gifted. That's what I'm definitely getting.
I will say, she put a comment up here that said, beautiful, I've been missing feeling loved.
Oh.
Well, she's
very loved. I will give her, I pulled three cards here for her also, and I got the very same thing. Mm-hmm. I want to share that the something interesting with all these cards, they all have a three on them in the number. The first one is three,
ooh.
The second one's 32, and the last one's 33. So the number three, I'd look that up. I know that it has very significant spiritual meaning, and I think you'll be interested to find out what you read from it. But the first card, number three, is the time machine. So I agree with the ladies in that you're very in tune, and if you actually tap into that being in tune, you're going to be able to go back to these moments in time and get resolved from them. Or it's a two-way thing. You know, when you're in tune, you're actually able to see ahead of you to know what's coming, but you also are able to revisit those past moments and finally put them to bed, I feel. So getting in touch with that mind-body-soul connection and being in alignment, you're really going to see a big shift in yourself, and you're going to see more insights open up for you. The next card is quieting the mind, which, of course, is meditation and going within. And when we do that, those are the moments that we're able to make those steps in time and look back or see what's coming and know a little bit more about that. So, again, this is all about working your spiritual craft and finding something that works for you so they can be in tune with the other side. And then the last card is ears wide open, which is begin to listen. Listen for things that are not your voice. Listen to what's coming up around you. So it's a good tell that you're probably going to have clear audience, which means that you'll hear spirit talking to you, saying words, saying names, giving you direction. Not everyone does hear. Some people just see. Some people just feel. So this is saying, you know, listen, you're not crazy. When you hear those little voices, you're not nuts. They are real. that is spirit trying to get in touch with you and give you messages and help you along your way. So I hope that is a good message for you, just Jules, and we hope you follow up with us and let us know how you're doing. And again, look up the spiritual meaning of the number three, because you're going to be quite impressed. It really goes right along with that message and the message from the other ladies as well about just connecting with yourself and your higher power. There's a lot of potential there for you to be able to tap into something much greater than yourself. For sure. Well, and she says, thank you so much, ladies. Wonderful messages. Well, you're welcome, Just Jules. And we love to hear from all of our followers. So make sure you let us know how you're making out. All right. Well, we got about a half hour, ladies, and some more callers on the line here. So let's get bustling along.
All right.
Area code 862, you're live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name, please.
Yes, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, it's about a move to Georgia. Just confirming about this move, if this is the right one for me.
I'm sorry, it was hard to hear you. You're doing making a move?
Yes.
Okay. So you're wondering if it's the right move.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what we've got here for you. I'm sure Len's got something for us here. I hear
yep,
Nicole.
Sorry, I'm
way.
I'm listening.
I hear you're working hard.
To Len again. I want to say it's given that it is a good move and it's quite transformative for you. A fresh new way of living emerges. It's saying you got the reaching your destination message. I love this. So the light shining brightly for you means you're getting all the signs to make these changes. You're just not sure. You've said yourself you're not sure, I think. But you got gates of triumph, success expands in your life. But when I look at the message, and these are beautiful messages, beautiful cards to look at, I see a great big sunrise coming up. You cannot quite see around the corner of the twists and turns in the roads, as we say, but when you do get there, there's the most beautiful sunrise, and I'm drawn to that. And Gates of Triumph is saying you do have success coming in, and I am being shown wondrous universe, walking beauty. And Len says when he gives you that, he's saying... see the good, the positive in all the steps it takes to make the move, because it's a valuable part of the journey for you. It's progress. He keeps giving me the word progress. And then what I really love is he gave you joy and delight. Open your heart to joy. But he said that's also homework for you. Here we go again. About seeing the positive in things more. So instead of thinking this could go wrong or that could go wrong, seeing it as a bit of an adventure, more of a journey, part of your path, because you are going through a transformation. And he's asking you to expect miracles in the future. You're not somebody that does that. He's saying let go and let God, because there are parts of your pathway where you're going to feel guided. Now, it could be the inner voice of intuition, or it could be externally some people that you meet that help you or that you already know. But going through this, he's calling it the winding path, and I'm chilled, you're actually going to have help and in making decisions. So he's saying certainly explore this possibility of moving. He thinks it's a good idea.
Well, I wanted to move a couple of places. I just wanted to make sure that it was this place, which is Georgia, or if it was Florida.
Right, so it could be Georgia or it could be Florida.
Yeah,
okay.
Which one? Do you know which one?
Well, I do have to tell you, I am drawn again to the Gates of Triumph, and I got, thank you, Len. When I was thinking about that, then he gave me the biggest chills. He's more drawing me to Florida, because the sunshine figures in everything. The sunshine I'm drawn to on these messages, especially the Gates of Triumph. But he's saying, part of the journey for you is to explore the options, but to see the positives. So he's saying, get the information that you need. And you're going to find that you actually, I want to word it the way he's saying, you'll enjoy the journey of exploring new things. But he's telling me that you will make the right choice. Just make sure to tick the boxes, and it means make sure you get all the information you need first. That's your homework from Len. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, because I was like pretty nervous because I'm before I left my job that I was at, you know, in the place that I'm in up north. I just wanted to make sure if that was a good decision.
Well, I'm going to just say it this way. Oh, it's giving me. It's if you knew how cold I feel when I'm talking to you down my back. It's like a breather. And that's when Len's saying, "Come on, say it. You're not saying it fast enough. You're not getting the point across." He's giving miracles again. I know. I'm sorry. Expect the wondrous to emerge. So he's saying, when I see you, when I get into your energy, it's like you're going to be actually a bit surprised because it's not going to be as difficult as you think. I love the transformation message. A fresh new way of living emerges. And I do, I want to sort of take, it's like the word refreshing for you. Len is saying Florida, but he's asking you to explore both options to be sure for yourself, because ultimately your free will means that that's for you to make that decision, but he's showing me some possibilities around Florida.
I was originally thinking Georgia, but it was if only Florida, it's because of a relationship.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is I've got all of the things that he's communicated for me to give you all have miracles, wondrous universe. It's kind of saying whatever you do, the reaching your destination is talking about you're nearly where you want to be in moving forward in your life. I love that. But you will definitely get some help. There are people, you cannot see it and you wonder how that can be, which I can understand. But you will actually have some help in making decisions. Some information comes to light that actually helps you a lot more than you realise. That's what he's giving me. And when he asked me to look further, I can't believe this, I get rainbow blessings. Again, a sunrise and a rainbow. But from that he's saying you will be blessed. He doesn't see you going down, a wrong road.
Okay, I'm so nervous. Thank you.
He knows you are. He's saying, you know, every great step starts with a little bit of that. If you didn't have, he said, it's like imagine that you're a beautiful, and you are beautiful, but he's saying that you're also a great singer and you're going out on stage and just before the performance you've got those really big nerves. He said, of course you do, because in your head you're thinking, what if I miss a note? What if I'm wearing beauty, saying all this, I'm wearing beautiful heels, what if I fall? Or what if this happens on stage? And he said, but you know, every time you feel that, but once you get out there in front of everybody, it's the most amazing experience for you. He's saying, everybody, when they're making a big decision or going to do something that's really important to them, it feels like that. It really does feel like that. But once you start taking small steps, you realise this is actually not so difficult. It's not so anxious feeling. I know you're anxious. I can feel that. I can feel it in your voice, the vibration of your voice.
The reason why I'm so nervous is because I'm actually in Georgia right now. So when things are looking, it's okay, but it's looking, there's some different concerns, and I have a friend that's here with me, and before committing to making long commitments, just wanted to make sure, because I'm an empath and I feel everything here, so a lot of this other people's anxiety and things like that I'm picking up on, so I just wanted to make sure that I know this is the right place for me when I have special guests.
I think you're going to be guided. Again, I'm going to say it. What Lenny's telling me is that you actually, and you know yourself, he said your inner voice is telling you a lot right now. But I do, whenever I look at this for you, whatever I find is very good. When he talks to me and when he gives me a message for you, I've just taken two more messages from a different deck and I'm chilled again. One was detach, which is telling you to try and detach from, try to see it from like a helicopter view looking down. Try to step back a little and think of the positives and what you feel might be negative. Because what I get is the coming together card, the message. The second one he gives me, the number two, it's a partnership. It's two people. So it's possible that there is this relationship and that it does, this room is filling up. You've got a lot of people looking out for you from spirit. So I want to say that there is love coming in for you. There is what you want, but I can't. Lenny's not telling me if it's this person that you already know or not. So I think that's a part of your path that has to unfold. But everything I look at is good. Sorry?
I said thank you so much.
Well, I can just tell you that Lenny's saying you've got some good messages. He's given you some advice that he thinks, you know, is to make you feel more uplifted, because you've got some good things coming in your future with this. Whatever you decide has some good points to it. I'm going to say that. So, with that, I'm going to give you lots of Lenny loves, and he's giving you some inspiration and hope, and he's saying, let go and let God. You know, don't overthink things. Try not to overthink it too much, and just try and step back a little, just detach, and look at it from a practical level and see how you feel. And with that, I'm going to hand you over to the beautiful ladies to help you now. So, okay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Nicola. That was beautiful. Tasha, this
it
is
was. Nice. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I got three cards for you from the Angel Answers deck, and I'm just going to read them because it's just like what you need to hear. It says, if you believe, the situation will improve, big happy changes will occur. I've read them just like that, and that's how they came out. If you believe, the situation will improve, big happy changes. And from the big happy changes, all of them have like a sun, like a bright star up above. And then the big happy changes is like a big sun, and she's like worshiping the sun. And then what I get from that is embrace these exciting events, you know, that are happening in your life, and know that your angels are beside you. And just like Nicola confirmed, you had a lot of love on the other side. Spirit came in for you. So it's really nice. You have something big coming. So just stay positive and embrace those exciting changes. And I'm sure Liz is happy to give you another message.
Yes, I actually have two cards here chomping at the bit since Nicola and Len started talking, because it went right along with their message. The first card I got for you is let it go. So right here I see there's these two hummingbirds, and there's this like topiary heart with a string tied around it. And they're just saying, whatever you're holding on to that's holding you back, let it go. Because it's not, you know, that little bit of fear that you have, it's nothing to worry about. You're going to be fine no matter where you end up. But I agree, when talking about Florida, I also was getting full body chills, like that's where you're meant to be. But the second card I got for you is the storyteller. And so to me, it's saying, embrace every moment of this, because there's going to be a story that comes out of this that's going to be just beautiful. You know, it's going to be a major part of who you are and your life going forward. So don't try to rush anything, and don't try to overthink anything, but let things, I think just like Nicola said, you know, let things unfold, let them come to you. The opportunities are going to fall in your path, and you're going to have this beautiful story to tell, really. I see that without any pause, that it's just this is going to be like one of those, the story of your life moments kind of thing. And I wrote down too, when they were talking, is that, you know, whenever you have that little bit of fear in you, they say, that's when you're supposed to jump. If it scares you, that means you're supposed to do it. because those are the things that are amazing, right? And they light us up, and they, if we feel that much passion about them to, without doing them, then what's going to happen when we do, you know? So remember that. But again, let the story unfold. Let the opportunities come to you, because they are coming. They are on their way. And just stay open, you know, stay open. I think, like, you know, I don't remember if Nicole or Mary said it, like the helicopter view, stand back and say, wait, if I wasn't in this situation, if this was my best friend, what would I be saying to them? You know, take those moments to step yourself out of your shoes and, you know, and look at it from a different point of view. Because sometimes that helps us more than we even realize, you know. Sometimes we're so caught up in the day-to-day. You have a beautiful, beautiful thing happening, and you're having all these beautiful experiences right now that you want to be fully present, and you don't want to miss it. So let them come, you know, because, again, the opportunities are going to show up. I just see them. These cards are full of angel orbs and stars and the golden paths, and that's what I see, is just all this stuff coming to you without any problems at all. So it's just going to be beautiful. Worrying, and just let the things happen, because they're going to be amazing, really.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm in one place right now, so I'm in Georgia. So I'm juggling, like, one job here and one job in up north. And I'm just, like, it's just really nervous, because I can't leave both for too long.
Sure. But if you're patient, the things are going to come along. They're going to help you get where you need to be without any really effort on your part at all. So it's coming. Don't be afraid of the choices you've made, because you didn't make a wrong choice by any means. Don't think that. I don't, not one person has said you made a wrong choice. This just isn't the last choice. That's all. So you're going to have some great experiences here and some great things happen, but you're also, it's going to move you somewhere else too, for sure. So, all right.
Thank
so let us know, Tasha, how you make out, because we want to hear back from you. And let us know, okay?
All right. Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Oh, she's got a lot of good things coming.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she has a lot. She does. That's it. He showed some beautiful things. Beautiful messages,
Okay. Well, we've got about 15 more minutes, ladies, and we may only get to one or two of these callers. We'll have to see. So we're ready to move along?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Area code 781, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, this
Hello,
is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. Just about, like, any romance coming my way.
Mm. Oh. Boy, Nicola, you sound like Len is excited about that.
Sorry. It's so difficult for me not to say it out loud, because it's kind of in there. You know, it's yeah. Right. Oh, I say, I like. Okay, so here we go. As you know, I work with my guide, Len, and he's given me some lovely messages for you. But he's saying, everything is possible for you. Everything is possible. But the first thing he gives me is cleansing water. Purification activates vibrant life force. So he's saying he wants you to work on yourself at the moment. Not that you need to necessarily work specifically, but he's saying do things that relax you, that make you feel, you know, that calm you down, less stressed in times of stress. Or, and he said, just try to, here he goes again, let go and let God. Because you were given overcoming obstacles. You can overcome anything, he's saying. There's nothing that is going to be too much in the way of anxiety, as long as you just slow down a little bit, you know, on thinking about new relationship, because you got choosing your path. You're going to end up with a choice, and I actually think that's in relationship as well. Everything is possible, but Len says you've got to begin now. That's your homework. Take your first step. So he says taking your first step is sometimes thinking about the kind of person that you want in your life, what you want to, are prepared to accept or not accept about a relationship. What you want from the relationship, because it's got to be an equal energy between the two of you. But he's saying that any obstacles that you think you have got on your path at the moment are very easy to overcome. Kind of magical are the words he's using. Yeah, you've got, he's picking another message for you. Wandering path, enjoy the journey. So he's saying, enjoy the journey as much as the destination that you're waiting to get to, because it's going to be quite interesting. Mm. And he's just turned up dressed like a magician to give you that message. There's a little bit of the magic about all this for you. Yeah. So I'm going to give you that with a lot of Lenny love, and he's seeing you in a relationship, but you might find you've got a choice. So let's see what the amazing ladies have got for you. See what Liz and Mary have. I hope that was okay
Laura?
For you.
Hi. Liz, did you have something?
I do, but I can wait.
Oh, okay, okay, because I thought I heard something. Okay, Laura, this is Mary. I heard somebody laughing, so I'm like, okay. Was that any of you ladies?
No.
I was chuckling at Len.
No?
Len makes me giggle.
Oh, well, okay, okay, okay. I was like, okay, am I hearing things? Okay, so Laura, I got, I pulled from the postcards from Spirit for you. It's like been my go-to today. It says, dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being now. No. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't do this. You do not have to explain. Just say no. Ooh, I'm getting chills. Gently but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much. That was so beautiful. You know, sometimes it's really hard to say no because I used to have that problem. But now it's like, first it's me, then. If there's time, then I'll say yes. You know, in regards to love, I know that didn't say a lot, but I feel like self-care is really important right now. But the first thing that we always ask is to make a list of that ideal person. And I think Nicola and Len mentioned that. Make a list of that ideal person that you want in your life, and then do the deal breakers on the other side, like the things that you would not accept in the person and the things you would accept or that you want to manifest, because that's a lot of to manifest a love.
Thank you.
And I think Liz is anticipating to give you her reading.
I am. So I have to agree with Mary, you know, self-love and self-care, I would say. Self-love is not selfish. I say that often in my Tuesday night when I start my meditation group. I say, thank you. You know, a lot of people join me for that hour every week, and I say, thanks for taking the time for self-care, because self-care is not selfish. We can't pour from an empty cup. If we are not fully in our healthy state, then we're not able to help anyone else. You know, we're not given the best of ourselves when we're not whole. and taken care of. So the card that I got come out for you was tuning in is about the frequency, stepping in is about the light. And so what I see is you have the what I call the spidey senses, right? You feel other people's energy when you're near them. You know if it feels good to you, you know if it feels bad to you.
Yep.
And that's good. You know, many of us do have that. But here's the other thing is that in order for us to have a unique experience each time we meet someone and start to get to know someone else, is that we also have to remember that it's not connected to any other situation that we've had before. And that's where stepping in comes in. Every time we decide to embark, let's say if you're going to start dating, right? That can be a little intimidating, can be a little scary for some. So, you know, okay, ooh, I like this person's energy. Ooh, I want to go, you know, get to know them. And then we get there and they say something or they do something that reminds us of someone else. And we immediately go to that situation and we don't give this person a fair chance anymore. So what we need to do is each time that you do this, remember to treat it like a brand new experience, like nothing else you've ever experienced before, and fully set in and be open for whatever they have to come up. It may not work out. It may not be a pleasant experience, but you have to go into each experience as a new one, not like, oh, I've been down this road before, la, 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 right? because if we don't give people opportunity each time we meet them, we're carrying in this old stuff that's our baggage. It's not their baggage. It's stuff we're bringing from past relationships that may not have anything to do with this person. So in order for us to be fair and to give each person an equal opportunity, we have to start the slate as brand new and clean every time. We can't think about past experiences, if that makes sense to you. Because when we do, we're not opening the path for things to come to us. We're actually closing the path off. So it's asking you to really, you know, give everyone an open chance, an equal chance, and not let those, the naysaying from the past step in and interfere. Because even if they may have some of the same qualities, you might find that those little things aren't really, they're not major with this person. It might be a whole different situation. So, you know, not that you need to break your boundaries either. I agree with what Mary says about writing your list of the things you want and the deal breakers. I mean, there are going to be deal breakers, but give every person an opportunity and a chance. That's all.
Mm.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
So those are our messages for you, Laura. And, you know, give us a call back. Let us know how you make out. If you have more questions, you know, we're here for you. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in this evening. All right. Okay. Well, ladies, should we take one last caller? We got about 6 minutes. And we can try to get through one more.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. All right, area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name, please?
My name is Mindy, and thank you so much. I said hooray when you unmuted me.
Well, welcome, Mindy. Do you have a question for us?
Thank you. I do. Thank you so very much for your service. I've been listening on in. My question is business-focused, and I'm waiting to hear back from two investors to help me get launched into the marketplace. I hope that made sense, but it's two investors. One is more institutional, like a bank, and the other one is a very wealthy person. So thank you very much. I'll be quiet because I know we don't have much time.
Let's see, Cindy. What
does Len have
for you?
Len does, but what Len is, sorry, my guide Len is here and he's saying hello to you, by the way. He's giving you a Lenny speed read for reasons. Hello. He's saying you already know the answers. The answers are within. I've got three messages here for him and all three are saying it in a different way. You've got in silence, peace prevails, that solitude. So when you know really what you're asking. Taking shelter, the answers are within. Finding sanctuary, opening to your spiritual source. But then I get a breakthrough is at hand. So, again, it's a bit like the last caller when we were talking about making lists of what you do and what you don't want. It's the same in this. You're more asking who will do the investing, I think. But Lenny's asking you to go within because he thinks you already have the answer yourself. That there is a breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
So whatever
that's
happens,
awesome.
it's a good decision. So, yeah, because then you got lie back and relax.
I understand that message very, very much. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're very welcome. Lenny loves. And I'll pass you on to the wonderful lady.
Okay, Mindy. This is Mary, and the card that jumped out as you were asking the question was opportunity, and there's like abundance coming from up above, and she's got her arms wide open waiting for abundance, like, catching all the abundance. So I feel it's positive growth, expansion is on the horizon for you, and nothing but amazing manifestation. It's a chance to create many changes in your career.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's really good. Lots of gold coins coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'll pass you over.
This is Liz, and I have three cards here for you. And the first one is the power of purpose. That was the first card that popped right out. And it's this, it's like a machine cog, a cog in a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a bullseye with an arrow right in the middle saying, you've nailed this. What you've got, your plan is a perfect plan. And so there's no reason people don't want to invest in you. They do. They see in you what you see in it. And the second card is Beyond the Ordinary, which is, this is a beautiful card. I think it's a woman, and she's kind of embracing herself, but there's like a phoenix coming out of part of it, and her mind is just like, she had all this incredible insight. So it seems to me that what you are bringing to the world here is something that's a little bit unusual, but there is a purpose for it. And the people you've talked to are the right people because they see that purpose for sure.
Fantastic.
And you have no question in your mind that this is the right thing. You've almost been divinely guided with this idea and this inspiration, really.
Yeah.
And then, so the last card is a deep breath because everything's going to work out fine. So you have nothing to worry about, really. I don't believe at all. I think it's just a beautiful message here I see in front of me. And we can't wait to see what it is. So make sure you call back and let us know when you're launched so that we know.
I will. What a powerful read. And I'm very grateful. And thank you so very much for taking that 6-minute call with me. A speed read is even better than a speed dating.
Oh, well, you're welcome. We're glad we could get you on the air and do that for you.
That's great.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yeah, that was.
All right. Well, ladies, it was a great show tonight. I think, and we've got about 30 seconds left.
we want to just let everyone know where they can find us here before we sign off.
They could find me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via Facebook at Mary Hernandez or Instagram at Mary Hernandez 5252-1071. How about you, Nicola?
Okay. You can find me under my name, Nicola Parrington, on Facebook or Instagram, or parringtonnicola1@gmail.com. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love, and then also on Gmail at Lizzie, LIZZY91080@gmail.com. And, of course, DC Love, who is not with us tonight, feeling under the weather, she is also on Facebook at DCLove.58. So find us there. Tune in next week. We'll be back with another episode of Angel Answers. And we wish you all a great evening.
Beautiful.
All right.